Amar Rabbi Yochanan at the bottom of Nimbet Amud Bet, there was a discussion between a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. We brought a brayta down that explained that they argue, which is Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mekudesh, Rabbi Yossi Omer Enam Mekudeshet, when it comes to when she is, right, Nitkadesh in the Azara, does it work or does it not work with these Kochim? So Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mekudesh, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mekudesh. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Nimnu V'gomru, HaMekadesh B'chalko, Ben Kodeshei HaKodeshim, Ben Kodeshim Kalim Lo Kidesh. Doesn't matter whether you use Kodeshim Kadashim, whether you use Kodeshim Kalim, Lo Kidesh, mean that everybody agrees to Rabbi Yossi's position that it does not work, meaning that it's not Mamon. That even Rabbi Yehuda came over and agreed to Rabbi Yossi. Rava Maratayin Hi Machlokas. Rav says no, that Machlokas remains in place, and Rabbi Yehuda does not necessarily agree to Rabbi Yossi's position. Amar Rabbi Kavata de Rabbi Yochanan Mistavros. Rabbi says, we have a braisa that seems to support this idea, that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yehuda finally agreed to Rabbi Yossi's position and said, Zainim Agudesh, the Tanya. It's a very long braisa, in order to prove the point. Here is a pasuk, the Gemara is going to make a pasuk from Vayikra in Tzav, that discusses the, division, or that the Kohanim are entitled to portions of the Menachot, and in each this pasuk, basically the entire pasuk is extraneous because it lists every different type of mincha, which isn't necessary. They could have just said b'chol mincha. Instead of saying b'chol mincha, it gives and lists up all the menachot. So the Gemara here is going to darshan based on the fact that it mentions each of the menachot, that they had something to learn from that. So it says b'chol mincha shetafe b'tanur. Now this is a pasuk later. It says b'chol bnei aron together. Right, so now the Gemara says b'chol lo yechalku menachot keneged zavachim. So I would think that it teaches you that you're not allowed to divide up menachot against the Vachim, meaning you can't trade a portion of your mincha for the portion of the, right, the Zevach. I mean, you have one guy who's a vegetarian, one guy who's a, right, like the carnivore, he's
a vegetarian.
Right, so he trades his Zevach for his mincha, that you can't do. Shlo kamu tachtehem bedalut, because we never see that a mincha replaces a Zevach. But maybe we can have a mincha replace an oaf, meaning that you can exchange your portion in a mincha for a portion in an oaf, in a bird, a korban. Why? Sharei kamutachtem medalut. Because you know, when it comes to a korban olev yoreid, that the mincha replaces the oaf, replaces the bird. So maybe you think, since it replaces the bird, they're on par, and therefore you could trade your portion in the oaf, right, into the mincha. Tamalomar, b'chol na'asa b'marcheshet. Again, another, an additional type of mincha, the chol b'nei aron tiyeh, again, which is later in the second pasuk, that it has to be the chol b'nei aron. I mean, the chol b'nei aron means that every person has to get a portion. You can't trade your portion. I mean, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to everyone. Okay, let's say you can't do a mincha neged afot. Shehalo minei damim, v'halo minei kemachim. Then we have two different types of korban. One is a korban where there's blood involved, which goes on the mizbeach. The other mincha is just hagashat the mincha to the mizbeach. So let me say that I can trade different types of meat. I can trade fowl for zevach, for beef. And then I can trade my different karbanot, because they're both karbanot that end up on the mizbeach. They're both blood that ends on the mizbeach. Similar in type. Tamalomar, amachavat. So there we have an additional amachavat, and as point out, right, if it's eno inyan, leminachot, tneil inyan, karbanot. So we say that even by korbanot, we don't allow you to mix and match ofot against zvachim. Yochol yocholku ofot kineged zvachim, shalom ma'asim biyad, valom ma'asim bekli. Maybe there is a difference between ofot and zvachim, because an of is shechted with the finger, right, with the hand of the kohen, whereas a zevach is shechted with the knife. But yocholku minachot kineged minachot. Why not just, we can take one mincha against another mincha, they're all from the same category. Why not split them up? Shalal v'alal u'matim biyad. Both of them are done biyad, right? All the blila, all the hagash, everything is done biyad. So why don't we say, right, the kamitza is done biyad, so why don't we say that? They can be traded off against each other. Tamalomar, chol mincha b'lula b'shemen, l'chol b'nei aron, that everything b'lula b'shemen is l'chol b'nei aron. This is actually that pasuk, the end of that pasuk, right, that it belongs to all b'nei aron, that you don't have a personal ownership in any of these menachot, and therefore you can't trade your portion for another portion. So I would have thought, what? I can't trade off a machavat. Can I get marcheshet? But there's two different types of minachot. Machavat is a shallow pan, a frying pan. So there it becomes crispy and hard because the oil boils off. And marcheshet is a deep pan. And there the oil stays because it does not burn off. And it becomes, it's a more, I guess, oily, liquidy type of mincha. Marchesed keneged machavat. Zuzum asim rakim. Zuzum asim kashim. Right. This is soft, and that one is hard. Vayechoku machavat keneged machavat. Umarchesed keneged marchesed. Right. Shalalu v'alalu matim kashim. Right. Inami matim rakim. That maybe I can't trade different types of menachot, but in the same exact type of menachot, not just a category of menachot, but in the exact same type of mincha, like a marcheshet or a machavat, I should be able to trade from one mincha to the other. So that Gemara says, "Tamalomar becharivah lochol bnei Aaron tiyeh." Right? Again, that's extraneous word. Becharivah, all dry ones that go to bnei Aaron tiyeh, so that they split up. The menachot belong to all bnei Aaron. You don't have ownership rights, and you can't trade. Even in within one type of mincha, not just within the category of menachot. Loko yoyichel kubek kochei kadoshim. Maybe that's only applicable to. So far we said kochei kadoshim because we have ofod zvachim and menachot all can fit into that category. Aval yichel kubek kochim kalim. In kochim kalim they will have the ability to tamalomer ish keachiv. That's the end of the pasuk. Says lachol bnei aron tiyeh ish keachiv. So ish keachiv v'samechlei. And the next parsha afterwards is amal todah. So Todah, right? Imal Todah is talking about a Kochim Kalim, because the Todah is a Kochim Kalim. So Kishim Shein Chokim B'Kochim Kadashim, Kein Ein Chokim B'Kochim Kalim. So Kochim Kalim also don't have this ability to be split up. They are subsumed under this requirement of the Chol B'nei Aaron Yeh. If they're under the Chol B'nei Aaron Yeh, that means that you don't have any ownership rights. Ish, so what do you do with the word Ish? Ish Keachi, what do they do with Ish? Ish Cholek Afilu Bamum, Ben Katan Cholek Afilu Tam. That a man can divide up within the kodshim, even if he is a balmum, he has entitlement to eating the kodshim, or getting the meat of the kodshim, because he works on being mitzalah, the wood, he takes out the worms and the wood, checking the wood, they have other jobs outside of the direct, working with the karbanot, they're entitled to eat in the karbanot, but a katan, even if he's a tam, has no entitlement in the karbanot. So stop tam sifro mani. Who is the author of any Stam Sifra, meaning Torah Kohanim, is Rabbi Yehuda. And over here it says, Ukamar, the late Lud Din Chalukah Klal. Right, over here, this Braitza basically indicates that Kohanim have no ownership. If they had ownership, they'd be able to trade their portion for something else. They don't have ownership, can't get married with it. And Rabbi Yehuda was the one before who said, Mekudeshet, when he uses his chelik in the Kachem Kalam, the exit Rabbi Yossi. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda must have changed his mind, right, been Choser on his position. And that would support Rabbi Yochanan's position now that Nimnu v'Gamru, that they got together and they paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and even Rabbi Yehuda went back and agreed to Rabbi Yossi's position that ain't a mikudeshes. So Amar Rova, Kerab Milo Tanya. Well, so you brought a price that supports this position of Rabbi Yochanan, that it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda went back on his way. Isn't, don't we have a price that seems to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda stayed in his position? Why is that? V'atanya. Hatsnuim moshchim etidem, v'ager ganim chokim. So here we're talking about the lechem apanim. Says the Snoim used to leave the Lechem Apanim, did not divide up with the Lechem Apanim, and the Gargaranim, the ones who enjoyed food, would divide up the Lechem Apanim. Now this is after the Zman of Shimon HaTzadik, because during the time of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a Bracha Mitzuyah in the Lechem Apanim, and any Kohen got any piece of the Lechem Apanim, it was satisfying to them, and any small piece that they got was enough. Whereas later on, after Shimon HaTzadik, then people used to get it. It wasn't, even if they got a large size of Lechem HaPanim, right, it wasn't satisfying to them, it wasn't satisfactory to them. And they were, right, so the Tznuim said, you know what, we don't want to participate, we don't want to take, because the Brocha is not Mitzuyah in the Lechem HaPanim anymore.
Or is that the reason?
I have to fight either, right, both of those. So my Cholkim, what does it mean Cholkim? Chotvim, they used to grab it. Because Tani Seifa, Maite Bechot Shechatav Chalko. Right, so that he used to grab his portion with Chalek Chaveiro, and he took the portion of his friend. By Yukurimoto Ben Chamtan, he used to call him the son of the thief or the son of the grabber. Ad Yomoto, to the day of his death. So first of all, a couple of things. One is what's the proof? Number one, what is the proof over here? Number two is why did they call him Ben Chamtan? I mean, it sounds like right that everybody was Choteif over here because it says Agar Ganim Chokim. So if you say the word is Cholek, it's Choteif, why did this guy get special mention in the fact that he was Choteif? Right? So he took. Very good. So Tosfos says, the difference is, those that were Chokim, Chotvim, all the other Kohanim, they took their portion, plus the portion of the Tznuim. Because the other guys didn't show up. But, this guy didn't just take the Tznuim, he took another one of his Gargaranim friend's portion. That's why he was known as Ben HaChamtan. What's the proof over here? Why is this proof? Now, first of all, Al Korcha, if you say that this Mbraisa believes that Lechem Apanim Er Mamon, then the author of that is Rabbi Yehuda, because he's the only one with the position that Kodshim, right, have a din of Mamon. So now all you have to do is prove that this Mbraisa thinks that it's Mamon. And how do we know that? Because we name Chokim. So what is Chokim? Chokim would suggest that they're dividing it up. Cholei means that I get my portion, you get your portion. It means that I have a monetary interest in the, right, in the lechem apanim. If I have a monetary interest in the lechem apanim, that means that I can do with it what I like, which is either to give it away, sell it, or to exchange it with a, or to buy, I'm sorry, to be mekadesh and isha with it. So that's the proof, and that must be Rabbi Yehuda, the author of this. Now the Gemara answered, my chokim chotvin. That cholek here is not what you think, cholek, meaning that there's monetary division of it, but chotvin, that they was really using, chokim means that they, kohanim were grabbing it, taking it, they were taking other people's portions in the chotvin. Not that they had an ownership right in it, but they were cholek, meant they were chotes, that's not a proof necessarily from this braisa. Right, so my korah says, in Tehillim Elokai, Poteini miyad rasha, mikaf me'avel v'chomet. Right, save me from the hand of the Rasha, from the one who is, right, me'avel, right, does bad, v'chomet. What's chomet over there? It must be that chomet means chamat, right, to grab against one's will. That's what Gemara is proving, that the word chomet is synonymous or interchangeable with the word chamat. So when they called him Ben Chamtan, they were calling him Ben Chamat. Rabba Amar Mehalcha, Rabba says from here, Limdu Heitev, this is the Haftorah, right, the Sheyawal, the Haftorah for Shabbat Chazon, right, Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, right, learn well, that you should do Mishpat, Ashru Chamot, right, take care of the Chamot, who's the Chamot, the one who has been Nechmat, the one who has been stolen from, the victim, you have to help out the victim, take care of the one who has been stolen from. So you see the word Chamat is used interchangeably with the word Chamat, and then when they sit over here, right, Ben Chamtan, it's clear that they were grabbing, they were being chomesh and taking it. Now, chotev, right, but cholek, the word cholek implies division, right, monetary division, and the Gemara says, don't look at the word cholek to mean cholek here, but rather means chotev, that he grabbed it. The other thing, just to point out, it's not the sugya here, but Rashi quotes it from the Lechem Apanim, it says, by Shimon HaTzadik, it says, v'chol kohen magiyo kazayit, that every kohen got a kazayit. It happens to be machlokas, with regards to whether, when it comes to kodshim, right, there's two possibilities when it comes to the achilat kodshim. One possibility is that there is a mitzvah al hakohen to eat kodshim. If there's a mitzvah on the kohen to eat kodshim, then that can only be discharged if he eats a kazayit. You would need a kazayit worth of kodshim in order that the kohen is mekayim the mitzvah. The other possibility is that there is no mitzvah on the kohenim to eat kodshim, but there is a mitzvah that kodshim be ne'echal, that all kodshim be consumed. That the obligation is not on each individual Kohen, but there's a general obligation on Kohanim to ensure that the Chepta is right, the Chepta is eaten. The difference will be this Kazayis, meaning that how you learn it. The Minchas Kinuch discusses this, and he suggests that the mitzvah is only that the Kochim be Ne'echal, and there is not a requirement that each Kohen eat a Kazayis. Tosus went in this Sugya, where the core Sugya is, this seems to indicate that the Kohen got a Kzayis, that means that there's a mitzvah achila on the kohen to eat the kodshim. Again, Rashi mentions it in passing, so I just mentioned that difference, that when you look at kodshim, you always have to think about whether it's, right, the mitzvah achila is on the kohen, or is it on the chepet kodshim that it's be ne'echam. Right now, Gemara says, Makok is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So the mission says, Maitre Sheni ben shogeg ben mezit loki dei shtibi Rabbi Meir. Meir says, it doesn't work at all if you use Maitre Sheni because it's mamon gvoa. If it's mezid, it works. For shogeg, it doesn't work. How do you know that Maitre Sheni is hektesh gavala, or it belongs to gavala? So that way, Rabbi Meir says no. So Amar Rav Acha, Brei the Rabbi Mishmei the Gemara. So that b'chol ma'aser aretz mizer aretz m'priyeh. It's at the end of Sefer Vayikra in the Kukutai. Says all the ma'aser aretz mizer aretz m'priyeh la Hashem who belongs to Hashem kodesh la Hashem. Lashem hu, v'lola kadesh bo isha. Maitre Sheni belongs to Hashem, and it's not yours to do what you like, meaning to be mekadesh and isha with it. So Maitre says, hari trumat maaser, what are you going to do with the fact that in the Torah it also says, by trumat maaser, the chtiv, kain terimu gamatem trumat Hashem. It calls it also trumat Hashem. So why don't you make the same drush over there? It's not. Mekadesh b'truma mikudeshet. But it works. Truma, if you use, Kohen uses truma to be mekadesh, with it, it works. Trumas lo ktivei la Hashem. No, that's the difference. Over here is the Trumas Hashem. Right? It's the Truma of Hashem, but it's not la Hashem. It doesn't belong to Hashem, as opposed to Maishe Shani, where it's saying it's la Hashem, it is Hashem, which does not entitle you to use it for your own purposes. But it says very chala, ktivei titenu la Hashem. Right, that over there it says that you give it to Hashem. So Hashem would indicate that chala should have the same standing as Maishe Shani, but it's not. Makadesh v'trumot mikudeshet. If you makadesh v'truma, chala is a subcategory of truma, and you're allowed to use it to be makadesh with it. Smart says lo tichbe kodesh. It's missing the word kodesh. It only says l'ashem, doesn't say the kodesh to it. Smart says v'ashvi'it. V'dichdiv ba v'ashvi'it, it says yovel hi kodesh tielachem. Right, so we have the word kodesh by yovel, but she has the same din by shvi'it, right? And we say if it's not, in our Mishnah says makadesh v'perot shvi'it mikudeshet, right? That our Mishnah indicated that if you use Pharaoh trees, that it works. So look, Steve, but that's easy because look, Kibbe Lashem. Okay, it has the word Kodesh, but then it has Lashem. You need both. Vay Truma, Dechtiv, Kodesh, Yisrael, Lashem, Reshit, Tzvuato. So here in Yirmiyahu, it compared Bnei Yisrael to Truma. And when it says Bnei Yisrael, it says Bnei Yisrael are Kodesh Yisrael, Lashem, Reshit, Tzvuato. So it's saying, and when it parallels Bnei Yisrael to Truma, it calls them Kodesh Lashem. When it says, "V'tanan makadesh b'truma mikudesh," and we know that truma works. When it says, "How would Yisroel speak?" Wait a minute. That pasuk's not talking about truma. That's talking about Yisroel. Yisroel is kodesh l'Hashem. But of course, what's the problem? It says, "Kireishi tivato," which means, right, lava melish might even up. If the parallel is between Yisroel and truma, and they're calling Yisroel kodesh l'Hashem, that implies that truma is also kodesh l'Hashem. So fine, you're right. The pasuk's talking about Yisroel, but the implication of the dugma, or the parallel between them, right, is that truma also is kodesh l'Hashem. So when it says, Targama Ravin Sava Kameh Derav, the reason that Ma'aser Sheni is considered to be unusable, or cannot be used for Kiddushin, is because the pasuk says, Hu, V'habiyato Yehei. Right, because it says, Kodesh, right, in the pasuk it says, L'Hashem Hu, Kodesh L'Hashem. So who means that it remains in the status of Lahashem, and it does not lose that status of Hashem. So therefore, only Maitre Sheni, which has the who, Babiatode, has that limud, right, that we say remains Mamang Gvoa, according to Rabbi Meir, whereas Truma, Chala, Shvit, all of these items do not remain Kodesh Lahashem, and the person who has them can then use them for their own purposes, which means that it can be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Alright. Behekdesh. So in the Mishnah it says Behekdesh, Bemezit, Kidesh, Bishogeg, Lo Kidesh, Div Rabbi Meir. So over here, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda change their positions. Rabbi Meir over here says that by Mezid it works. B'shogeg, it doesn't work. Divir, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shogeg, Kidesh, Mezid, Lo Kidesh, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, B'shogeg it works, and Mezid it does not work. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov, Shema Mina, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tartesh. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan two things. Shigigat Maser, the Rabbi Yehuda. By Shogeg, the Rabbi Yehuda, where it doesn't work by Maser, which seems strange. Why, when you do Maaser Sheni on purpose, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it works, and then by Shogeg, it does not work. Okay, so they're going to explain the positions now. Shigigat Hekdesh to Rabbi Meir, and also here, if you do it on Mezid by Hekdesh, right, Rabbi Meir says it works, but Shogeg does not work. Shnehem, Eini Hashem Mitzkadesh Behem, both of them don't work. Chada, the Fisha Eina Isha Rutsa. One of them, the reason for the Shogeg problem is because the woman would never accept such a thing. And one of them is because neither of them would want this to happen. And I don't know which one goes to which shogeg. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Nechzei Anat. Let's see. Matzer, Ihilo Nechala. Over by Maaser Sheni, it sounds like she doesn't like it. Mishum Tircha D'Orcha. Because she can't eat the Maaser Sheni here. She's got to take the Maaser Sheni up to Yerushalayim to eat it. So of course she doesn't want it. So if she knows, if it's Bemezid, Rabbi Yehuda says, fine. She accepted it, she knew about it, so fine. But here, if it's Bishogeg, has no knowledge of it, she's not willing to accept the Maaser Sheni because now she has to take it all the way up to Yerushalayim. So we say the Nechala, and therefore the Kedusha Nacha. Ihu Nechale, but he's fine with giving away Maaser Sheni. Why not? Why? The Nikneh is a Dhamamela. He's getting a free, exactly, he's getting a free pass here. That he would have to use his own money. Instead, here, he gets to use the Maaser Sheni money, and she's obligated to take it up to Yerushalayim. That works well for him. He's fine with giving it. Therefore, that would explain Rabbi Yehuda's position. But Mezid, he says, it works, right? Because she knows about it and she's accepted. By Shogeg, it doesn't work because she's unwilling to accept Maaser Sheni. If she doesn't know about it, now she has to take it all up to Yerushalayim. Ella hekdesh tarvaylo nechelu. The hekdesh, both of them do not want it. Why is that? The nitchil hekdesh ayudayu, because by doing this transaction, they are causing a chilul of hekdesh, which is that they're removing hekdesh from its status to be mechalo, that there be moel in hekdesh, which is a avera, right? It's a chayt. So therefore, we say that when he does a bit mezid, and they're both right, knowledgeable about it, going to be mayor, then it is nitchalo, and it works. But if they do b'shogeg, both he and her do not want it to happen, and therefore it will be an invalid kiddushim. Rabbi Yaakov, who said before, I don't know which one it's about, Amar ipcha mitzabra. He's not saying that for sure it's the other way, but says I could have made you go this far. Milo ika the meimar might there by meisa. You can say ihilo nechla mishim turcha de orcha. That for her, she doesn't want meisa by shogeg because she has to take it up to Yerushalayim. Ihilo nechla mishim unsa de orcha. He doesn't want it because of unsa de orcha. Rashi brings two different interpretations down. The first interpretation, according to Rashi, is what's unsa de orcha? That he's responsible for it because, right, the meiser has his responsibility until it gets to Yerushalayim. Because right now, the meiser sheni is, according to Rashi, worthless. I mean, it only has value inside of Yerushalayim where she can eat it. So he's in the Kaddish to Isha with this meiser sheni, the Kiddushin or not Chal, until she reaches Yerushalayim. So technically, he's obligated, or he is responsible for the Maisa Sheni until she reaches Yerushalayim, because otherwise the Kiddushin are not effective. That's why he doesn't want it. Just Tosfos jumps on Rashi, says that's not true. We see in other places that when you're Mekadesh and Maisa Sheni, it happens immediately. There is no delay in the effect. Rashi brings a second interpretation, which Tosfos says it must be the right interpretation. Yeah, very interesting, right, that it's more likely that a woman would lose it or get, somehow have the Maaser Sheni taken from her than a man. That's what Rashi says, but the Rashi says, Inami gives a second interpretation, right, that says that the problem here is not that she's not in Kaddish with it, but he doesn't want the woman coming back to him and saying, I didn't get anything. I mean, that when he gives it to her right now, he's in Kaddish to her. But now, she takes it up to Yerushalayim, it's not, she doesn't get any hanoah from it until she reaches Yerushalayim. If something happens to it between here and Yerushalayim, she's going to come back to him and say, look, you gave me some, it wasn't really so good. Right. I mean, it was worth the pruta, but on the other hand, I never got any benefit from it. Right. I really want to get something that I get benefit from. So she'll come back to him with complaints, taromet. The onus is not as an obligation on him that the onus, but rather it's likely that he will be held responsible because the woman's not going to be satisfied or happy if she doesn't get the hanoah that she thought she was going to get from this Maaser Sheni. So even though when she accepted it, she accepted it in full heart, and it was worth the pruta, because she's going to get that hanoah from it. But when she doesn't get that hanoah, she's going to have complaints to him about what happened here. So that's what he tells the Rashi. Learn, so it's unsa dorcha. Ella, hektesh, bishlama yilo nechala denat chel hektesh. Ayada, she, by hektesh, we can say she doesn't want the chilul or the me'ilo to happen with hektesh, because she gets no benefit from it. Meaning that if he didn't give her this hektesh as a kiddushin, he'd have to give her other money as for a kiddushin. And then either way, she needs to end up with the money, and she's going to get money. So she doesn't need it to be hektesh in order for it to work. So she has no benefit from the chilul or the me'ilu that's taking place here, because she's entitled to the money. On the other hand, Eliyahu milo nechle. Right? He is a benefiting from this. The nifne yitzatam emelo. Because over here, maybe he doesn't have another money right now. And so for him, this is a big advantage to use the hektesh. Fine, and a little me'ilu, at least I get the woman out of this process here. So he has a benefit from the me'ilah or the chayt that is taking place over here. The woman is not married in this instance. Ma'ot mahu. What's the din of the ma'ot? She is ulechulin. Do they go out? If the kiddushin fail, right, according to, right, the different opinions over here, right, in hektesh, if the kiddushin fail, like, so if it fails according to Rimeir in a shogeg case, or according to Yehuda in the mezid case, if it fails, right, ma'oshi yitzei l'chulin. Amalei, isha ein mitkadeshet, ma'ot hechri yitzei l'chulin. I mean, the only way that ma'ot go out to chulin when hektish is if you use them. They have to be, you have to functionally do something with them. If you're not mitkadeshet, if the kiddushin doesn't go through, you haven't done anything. You haven't transacted with the money. If you haven't transacted with the money, there's no way that they can be nitkalel. So now, v'ayim rem b'chir barav im rav chista, so someone else asks a question of chista, b'mecher mai. If you use the money to buy something with it, does it work? So I'm like, af b'mecher lo kana. Also by mecher, there is no kinyan. Meaning, just like by hektesh, we say, b'shogeg, right, it doesn't work for kiddushin, so too, b'shogeg, you went to buy something in a store, over there, it also will not work. Alright, etevei. Chen v'ani, kebala bayit, divei Rabbi Meir. The Meir says that the chenvani, the storekeeper, is like a balbayit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chenvani k'shulchani. That the storekeeper is like a shulchani. Now this machlokas in Me'ilah. It happens to do that if the gizbar of hekdesh hands money to be watched as a pikadon to a shulchani or to a balabait, the din is different. If he hands it to a balabait, then the balabait is not allowed to touch the money. Whether he hands it to him wrapped up in a package or he hands him the money loose, the balabait doesn't usually use money or doesn't need money all the time. Therefore, if the balabait uses that money, then he is moel, right? He's the one who's moel because it's clear when the gizbar gives it to the balabait, he's assumed the balabait is going to keep it and safeguard it for hekdesh. Other than if you give it to a shulchani, if you give it to a money changer, what's the expectation when you give money to a money changer is that he's going to use the money. Therefore, if the gizbar gives him the money loose and then the shulchani uses it, then the gizbar is responsible for the me'ilah because what was the shulchani supposed to think? He handed them loose coins. Of course he's going to use the coins for right exchange. On the other hand, if he hands it to him wrapped up in a package, then he may not use it because the fact that it's wrapped up in a package indicates that he shouldn't be using it. The fact that the shulchani used it means that he violated the me'ilah. So now the machlokas over here is what happens to a chenvani. What about a storekeeper? What's the status of a storekeeper? So Rabbi Meir says chenvani kebalabai. The storekeeper has a din of a balabai and he doesn't need money all the time. Most people buy in a store, they buy on credit. So he doesn't need money available to him all the time. And therefore a chenvani, if he uses the money that's given to him from Hekdesh, whether it's loose or tied up, then he is moel. Rabbi Yehuda Meir chenvani kishulchani. And the chenvani has a din of shulchani, he also needs money at times, and therefore if the gizbar hands it to him loose, has a din of shulchani, and the gizbar is moel, and not the shulchani. Right? Ad kan lo ka mislegeela de mar sever chenvani ke shulchani, or mar sever chenvani ke balabayt. The only thing they argue about is whether a chenvani has a status of shulchani or balabayt. Oh, the kuli ama im hotzi mal. But everybody agrees if he does mecher with this, right, that he is moel at some point. So now, if that's the case, we see from Rabbi Meir in Armin. Right, if he transacts with it. It was given as a pikadon. If it's given to him as a pikadon when he wasn't supposed to use it, and then the chenvani goes ahead and uses it, right there, he is moel. Or somebody is moel. Either the gizbar is moel, or the chenvani is moel. But everybody agrees there is a form of meat. We just said according to Rabbi Meir, if it's done b'shogeg, that the mecher fails. And according to Rabbi Meir, if the mecher fails, that means there is no me'ilah over here, because the money didn't go out to chulin. So it's a question of Rav Chisda. Here we see Rav Meir explicitly says, b'shogeg, right, what's the din? The din is, there is me'ilah. If there is me'ilah, that means it is nitchalel. It means that the mecher is good, and that it's nitchalel. I mean, according to Rav Chisda set it up. So Rav says, Rav Meir is barav Rav Yehuda kamar. Now, Rav Meir was only responding to Rav Yehuda. He says, l'didi imhotzi nami lomal. Even if the chenva uses it, there is no me'ilah here, because b'shogeg, there is no me'ilah. Ella the Didah, you Rabbi Yehuda believes there is Mila Bashogeg, Odalimiya, the Khanvani ka Balabait. Admit to me that a Khanvani is the status of Balabait and not the status of a Shulchani. I mean that even in your position, I don't believe that a Khanvani has a din of a Shulchani, has a din of a right and you're like a Balabait, and he says back, Rabbi says no, or Malaylo, Kishulchani, I believe that a Khanvani has a din of a Shulchani. Now going back over our dinim over here, right? We had that by Meister Sheni, Rabbi Meir believes that both Bishogeg and Bemezid fails. Why does it fail? Because it's Mamon Gvoa. That's from the word who? Behaviyato Yehei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says by Meister Sheni, Rabbi Yehuda says if you do it Bemezid, it works. If you do it Bishogeg, it does what? It fails. It doesn't work. So by Mezid it works because they're both knowledgeable. It's Mamon Hejot according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if you both know about the Maitre Sheni and she accepts it, then that's fine because it works. It's Mamon Hejot and you're able to transact with it if you need to. Whereas by Shogeg is going to say it doesn't work because either one of two reasons. Either because she doesn't want it. She has to take it up Tircha de Urcha, she has to take it up to Yerushalayim. Whereas Tircha both of them that either he doesn't want to own it, the liability associated with it, she doesn't want it. So that's why according to Shogeg, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not work by Meister Sheni. When it comes to Kodesh, right, when it comes to Kodesh, we said Mezid by Rabbi Meir works. Why does Mezid work by Rabbi Meir? Because both parties are knowledgeable about it. If both parties are knowledgeable about it and they're willing to accept this and have the Me'ilah take place, fine. So then the Kedushin works. By Shogeg, it doesn't work again because of the one of the two reasons. By Shogeg, it's either because both of them don't want to have Me'ilah take place here, or because she doesn't want Me'ilah to take place, because she's getting no benefit from that Me'ilah. He's just getting away with not having to put his own money up. But she doesn't get any benefit from it. For that reason, the Shogeg by Hekdesh does not work, right, for Rabbi Meir. And then Rabbi Yehuda, which we haven't explained yet, Rabbi Yehuda says, Vayshogeg is Kiddush, Vayamezid lo Kiddush. That position we haven't explained, and that will leave for tomorrow. Stop to explain Rabbi Yehuda's position about why Shogeg and Mezid are different. All right, stop over here.